Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
My expert this afternoon is ophthalmologist Dr. Alex Andreeve, who's a consultant ophthalmologist at iDoc Eyes in Blanchardstown in Dublin. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks very much for joining us. You're here to answer all of our listener questions, any eye-related queries, whatever they are, send them in to us. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. Before we do that, what's the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist, Alex?
So an ophthalmologist is an eye doctor who treats eye diseases. We do medicine first. We go through medical school and then we do training in ophthalmology and surgical ophthalmology as well. Optometrists are eye specialists as well. They are specialists in prescribing glasses as well as performing full eye examinations. But for the treatments, they usually refer to us.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's the difference in them. Right. Loads of listener questions coming in today from listeners. This texter says, my wife had floaters in her eye. She got laser carried out in hospital, but now it seems the floaters are back again. Is it something to worry about or what's your advice?
So, yes. Usually if she's had floaters and she got laser, that means that she had a retinal tear. Most likely, and it was lasered to seal the retinal tear to prevent fluid from detaching the retina. So if she has floaters again, it would be good for her to be seen again.
She needs to go back to wherever she got the surgery,
yes,
does she?
She needs to be seen, yeah. Be assessed with a dilated exam and just to check that the retina is fine.
Okay. Another listener asking, my husband was told at a recent eye test that he had scarring at the back of his eye. What does that suggest?
So scarring suggests an inactive disease or something inactive. So he could have been born with it. It would be best to actually have OCT scans of the back of the eye and be seen by an ophthalmologist to see what the scarring is from.
Is that a trip to their optician first or should they go straight?
They can be
to
seen
their...
by their optician. Opticians, optometrists are excellent at what they diagnosing these things and actually telling you if there's activity in the disease as well and what the cause is, but we can do it as well.
Yeah, okay. Now, listener asks about very itchy, watery eyes, constantly very itchy. Is that something, who do I go to, my GP or?
Itchiness is usually a sign of allergy.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are over-the-counter drops that they can try first initially. They can try oral antihistamines. Initially, which are available over the counter, but they may require steroid drops or topical antihistamines,
okay,
which are on prescription.
So they would
need to be seen by an ophthalmologist.
They would need to be, yeah. And how long should you, you know, deal with that yourself or even just the over-the-counter eye drops before you'd look for a referral to an ophthalmologist?
There should be an improvement within about a week. If there's no improvement within about a week in the itchiness and the watery eyes, you would need to be seen.
Please ask Dr. Alex, are there different types of dry eyes? Do you need different types of treatment if it's the case? Or are they just perhaps new eye drops that I should get?
So there's different causes in the dry eye, and there's different dry eyes. There's evaporative eye disease. There's a few different ones and the causes are different. So you treating the actual dry eye is just masking the underlying cause sometimes, and it would be better to treat the actual underlying cause like Sjogren's syndrome. You know, some of the autoimmune diseases cause these things. Even allergies can cause dry eye.
Okay, so yeah, you need to really treat those first of all. So is that allergy testing you'd suggest they get, or what should they?
No, they can be seen by an ophthalmologist, and we can prescribe treatments for that. For Sjogren's syndrome, there's all kinds of treatments, you know, that modulate the immune response, like cyclosporin, things like that.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for consultant ophthalmologist Dr. Alex Andreeve. This listener says, I've had headaches and eye pressure behind one eye. My MRI, I got an MRI carried out. It came back clear. The doctor says there's nothing else to do. Do I need a referral to an ophthalmologist?
Usually, yes. One-sided headache, pain or pressure behind the eye usually is associated with migraines. But it would be good to check the eye pressure because glaucoma can also give you that. Even dry eye sometimes can give you pain behind the eye.
And even if it's just in one eye?
Yeah. We've had a few cases of that, of very severe dry eye where there's actual pain.
Okay, so go to, you should look for a referral for
should,
that.
Yes, they should.
Okay. Listener Alex had cataract surgery in May, but I now have a shadow on the outside of one eye since the surgery. Find it really disconcerting. I was told that it would eventually go away. Can you please ask what advice Alex has today, or when should this perhaps clear up?
Hmm. That's interesting. Shadow on the side. Usually a shadow.
Yeah, on the outside of the eye where they had the surgery.
They need to be seen with a dilated exam. It could be normal. Could be normal. They could be seeing the edge of the actual capsule sometimes.
So they need, is that back to where you got the surgery? Yeah.
They need to be seen by an ophthalmologist with a dilated exam.
Okay.
After that.
My son is 7 years of age. He's long sighted, plus six in both eyes. Are contacts available for his prescription, or perhaps should he look to get laser surgery down the line? He loves his glasses for everyday wear, but he's conscious of difficulties with sport in the coming years.
How old was he?
7 years of age.
Seven.
Long sighted.
He's a bit young, but yeah, it's... He's going to outgrow this. So his eye is smaller than what it should be theoretically for the age. That's why he's farsighted. As he grows, that plus will decrease with time. Now, it may not become zero, but it will decrease substantially as he grows.
So he could potentially wear contacts down the line?
He's a bit young. Down the line. Of course, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're wondering about laser surgery as well. I mean, is he a candidate for that, or should hold off till he's a bit older?
Hold off until he passes, about 20.
Okay.
But keep in mind that he may outgrow this. So, don't touch it if it's not broken.
Yeah, okay. Texter says, I'm due to have radiotherapy on my breast for breast cancer. Is this likely to affect my eyesight? I've read somewhere that it will, so I'm just looking for some advice.
It should not. They're very focused. Radiation can affect the eyes. It can give you, a lot of things. It can affect cataracts and things like that, cause cataracts. But it should not affect the eyes at the normal treatment.
Okay, shouldn't affect the
treatment, no.
087 1400 106, if you have a WhatsApp question, or if you have a question, you can send it into us on WhatsApp, I should say. Listener Alex says, I've worn contacts for 5 years. Recently, every time I've put contacts in, it's been very painful. It feels like someone is scratching my eye. I had an eye test only recently. I'm wondering what could be causing this.
So with overuse of contacts, especially if there's an underlying dry eye condition, papillae form on the underside of the upper lids. It's basically a reaction from the eye, like just separating the foreign body from the actual eye. So he can use lubricants, but there are treatments that we can give for that. He would need to stop using the contact lenses for a while, but if he is using the contact lenses, he needs to use lubricants along with the contact lenses.
Just the usual over-the-counter?
Just the usual over-the-counter, yeah. Preservative-free lubricants.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Listener says, my eyes are constantly watering. If I run outside, if I cycle, they stream water. Is there anything I can do about it? Any thoughts on that? For watery eyes?
Well, again, it can be an allergy.
Okay.
It can be an allergy. They can try the over-the-counter lubricants for that. It sounds weird that the eye is watery, and I'm saying to try lubricants, but it could be a deficiency in the lipid layer sometimes, and there are drops that substitute that.
Yeah, so would you try the eye drops, would you, before maybe looking
absolutely.
For a referral
absolutely.
Somewhere else? Yeah, okay. I have ocular, occlusion in my left eye. I've had loads of injections to try and clear the fluid, but it seems to keep coming back on a regular basis. Is there any other treatment you might suggest?
If they are getting injections, they're getting the injections at a hospital, so the colleagues are very good at what they do, and they would provide them with the best treatment. For that, some of these conditions, I'm not really sure what it is, but some of these conditions require regular injections.
Injections, yeah, yeah. Hard, okay. And another listener is just looking for your thoughts on laser surgery overall. What's your opinion on it?
Laser surgery today is very, very successful. The complication rates are very low. And, when the patient is suitable for it and all precautions are taken, it works very well.
Yeah. And are there, I suppose, who is the kind of the typical or the most suitable patient for, is anybody who requires laser surgery the typical candidate?
Well,
It's kind of suitable for most people, isn't it?
It is suitable for most people. There has to be a certain amount of cornea that you have, the thickness of the front of the eye. They should not have dry eye. You know, there's some underlying eye conditions that you cannot do surgery with. It exacerbates them.
Okay,
because
all right.
Usually after laser, you have a little bit more dry eye.
Okay, and just very finally, if we can please ask your expert, if it's possible to get an antihistamine that do not dry out the eyes, can I get one that's prescription only, or is there something over the counter?
That does not dry out the eyes. They do. You're talking about the oral antihistamines. There are specific topical antihistamines for eyes, which some mast cell stabilizers available over the counter. They need to ask their pharmacist.
Oh, okay. So absolutely. They can go to their pharmacist for that.
Some of the antihistamines for the eyes are on prescription, but they do not dry out the eyes. They act locally on the eyes.
Okay. All right. Listen, really interesting. Alex, loads more questions coming in. We could chat to you for another half an hour very easily here today. A lot of people with eye queries. Dr. Alex Andreev, consultant ophthalmologist at iDoc Eyes in Blanchardstown in Dublin. Alex, thanks a million for joining
us
here.
It was a pleasure.
Not at all. On Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.